Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Alrighty, we thought the shocking news of the day was going to be Pete Carroll no longer being the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Then, how about the bombshell story that we just got 15 minutes ago? Nick Saban, the GOAT, saying, I'm retiring from Alabama. Pete Thamel just put this tweet out there. With no likely internal replacements at Alabama, here's a quick projected target list. Dan Lanning, the name that I said. Kalen DeBoer, Dabo Sweeney, Mike Norvell, Marcus Freeman, and James Franklin. Ha! Alabama, if they hire James Franklin, oh boy. I will hit the floor, I'll laugh, I'll roll over, keep on laughing, and I don't think I'll ever be able to stand back up again. You can't hire James Franklin. You know, I got to know who James Franklin's agent is. Because whoever his agent is, I may have to hire him. As much as I love my agent and Mark Lepselter. Because every time there's a job out there, James Franklin's name pops up, and it seems like he never gets it. But anyway, let's go out to the guest line right now. Welcome in a captain of the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are AFC East champs, and they are playing in Buffalo this weekend as the 2 seed as they welcome in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Someone that played for the Steelers, now he plays for the Buffalo Bills and is a college buddy of mine from Temple University where he won the Bronco Nagurski Award. That, of course, is Tyler Medikevich. Tyler, how are you, my friend?
Zach, how we doing, buddy?
Well, it's been a busy day, but I'm doing great and always great to have you on the show. So kind of look back at this season. There was some bad, then there was some good. And through all the criticism your team received, you guys still found a way for the 4th year in a row to win the AFC East.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely had some ups and downs this year, you know. I think everyone had high expectations, as did we, you know what I mean? And, I mean, this league is tough to win, you know. Each week, it's whoever plays the best. Records don't matter. And, I mean, next thing you know, we were sitting at 6-6, and I think a lot of people, like you said, like, written us off, you know, didn't think we would be where we're at. And, you know, in the last 5 weeks, we just took it one game at a time and really just treated it as the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? And now here we are, and we had an opportunity to clinch the division. Like you said, 4th year in a row. I mean, that's just absolutely amazing. You know, it's an awesome feeling, and especially how the game went this past Sunday. I mean, you can't be anything but happy.
You could see how relieved your teammates were after the game, just following guys like you and Deion Dawkins on social media and just seeing the behind the scenes of the locker room. That win on Sunday night with everybody watching was extremely special. And, you know, I think you guys already had your confidence back, but if you didn't, I think when you go through all this controversy and all this ups and downs of a season to still win the division, you know, now I think the Buffalo Bills are back, and I'm excited to see what happens this postseason.
No, absolutely. You know, I mean, that game was nuts. I mean, the first half, Miami was definitely doing some things. I mean, we were doing some good things too, but we made some adjustments at halftime. And, I mean, the defense came out, pitched a shutout. I mean, they honestly dominated that second half. And then just the punt return with Hardy, I mean, it was only a matter of time before a guy like that gets loose. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's capable of that. And, I mean, when it comes crunch time, you give the ball to 1-7. I mean, he's a game changer. And, I mean, shoot, that play he made on 3rd and long, just running through those tackles. I mean, I know there was big plays in that game, but, shoot, to me, just watching that on the sideline, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Talking to Tyler Medikevich right now, the Josh Allen experience is something. I equate it to being on a roller coaster ride, where there's times like the roller coaster's flipping upside down and I'm like, what the heck am I doing? But whenever you get to the end of the roller coaster, you're like, wow, what a journey, what a trip that is. We all know this dude's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but to see some of the problems in the first half and all the criticism that was out there on social media, which you don't see during the game, and how he turns it around, this dude is just really something.
Oh, he's relentless. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he truly just is such a competitor, and I think that's one of his biggest faults at times. You know what I mean? He just wants to win so bad and do everything. And you just got to sort of tell him, like, hey, man, like, we got your back. Like, you know, and he just can't help it. He's just out there doing everything. And that's what he does. And, I mean, I'm so grateful to be able to play with a guy like that, because, I mean, you don't see quarterbacks like him come around too often. Guys that can just literally change the game the second he has the ball in his hands, you know, there's a potential something crazy happening. And I mean, you love it. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's our captain right there.
Tyler Medikevich here with us, one of the Bills captains, along with Josh Allen as well. Bills do go up against the Steelers this weekend in the playoffs. You know, I have my thought on this answer, but I want to hear it from you. What was the turning point for this team this season, in your opinion?
Honestly, I would say around like the that Eagles game, you know? I mean, shoot, that was a hard-fought game. I mean, in that type of weather and that atmosphere, you know how it is playing down there in the link. And especially with the Bills coming to town. It was just definitely like playoff type atmosphere. And I don't know, I just felt like after that game, our team just really just sort of was clicking, really came together, you know? And I mean, we really just took off from there, you know, and then just took it week by week, you know, and next thing you know, we're on a 5-game win streak going into the playoffs. Talk about getting hot at the right time. I mean, I definitely think that was the turning point.
Yeah, I thought it was the Kansas City game, which came right after Philadelphia, and you guys had a bye week as well. You guys beat mm-hmm. Kansas City, you know, even though I probably shouldn't have been confident, I was confident for you guys going into that game. And then to follow it up with not only beating the Cowboys, but just obliterating the Dallas Cowboys, you know, after you put those two performances together, you know, you start to put the Bills back in this conversation as this is a team that could accomplish whatever they want to this year.
Absolutely. You know, I think throughout the season, we've just shown we can win in all different types of ways. You know what I'm saying? Someone's going to make a play. It's just a matter of time before they do it. And shoot, when we're hitting on all three phases, I mean, this team is unstoppable, you know, but you just got to come in ready each and every week. It's going to bring you new challenges. You know how this league is, especially this time of year, playoff time. You just can't make those mistakes, and you guys really got to be relentless out there. And for, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the game, we look up there. Hopefully we're still playing.
I also want to ask you this, because you started your career in Pittsburgh, Tyler, and I know you've been with the Bills for the last few seasons. This is a playoff game. Obviously, it means a lot. You win, you move on, you lose, you know what, you go home, and, you know, it's tough to deal with the playoff loss. But going up against a team that gave you your NFL start in the playoffs, I know you played them before, but this time happened in the playoffs, just what does that mean to you personally?
Oh, I'm so excited, man. I'm so jacked up, you know. I mean, they gave me this opportunity to be able to play in this league, you know. They drafted me. Seventh round, never forget it like it was yesterday, you know, and just forever grateful and appreciative of the Rooneys and Mike T and Kevin Colbert, who was there at the time, Dan Smith, and just all those guys for really giving me this opportunity to just show the world what I can do, you know, and now I'm grateful to be here. So it's definitely going to be a special day, I think, for me. But shoot, man, I'm excited. There's nothing like playoff football. I can't wait.
And the last thing I'll ask you, Tyler Medikevich, your coach, Sean McDermott, what does he mean to you, and what do you want people to know about your head football coach and what he could accomplish here with the Buffalo Bills moving forward?
Sean's our leader, man. I mean, he's done a tremendous job, I think, this year at just showing that he could be the head coach and the DC, you know, and through all the ups and downs, you know, he just hasn't blinked. And I think that just shows – that's just a reflection too on our team, just how we've played throughout the whole year. He's been the same, and that's really helped us out, you know what I mean, along the way, because roller coaster of a year, and you just got to try to keep your composure and stay the same. And I think that's what he's done, and he's done a tremendous job. And I mean, that's our head coach right there. Whatever he says, we're going to do.
He's Tyler Medikevich, does a tremendous job in special teams defense for the Buffalo Bills, also a team captain, kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Tyler, always great to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Zach, appreciate it, brother.